ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I really love Craigslist. I'd estimate I've met maybe 300 people for buying or selling stuff, and for the most part, everyone was nice and harmless. However, I did run into a few creeps who made me rethink meeting strangers alone to sell stuff. By the way, I was an early 20s female at the time. The first guy, it was 2009, and I'm staying with my parents for the Christmas holidays in a small town in Florida. I'm going through my childhood room and cleaning out the closet, and
you ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Take control of your outdoor space with Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. The Pump and Go container is ready and easy to use. With the Pump and Go sprayer, you don't need to mix your own liquid, and you get up to 10 minutes of continuous spray. Save big on Roundup, Weed, and Grass Killer. Plus, check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I find a giant CD holder, maybe full of 100 really shitty CDs. Think of Nickelback, Aqua, Chumbawamba, etc. It's the 21st century. No one uses CDs anymore. I figured I'd try to sell the CDs on Craigslist. I put up a listing. 100 CDs from the late 90s and early to mid 2000s. Mix of pop and rock. All for $35. The next day I get an email from a guy named John around 2 p.m. He says that he's in town temporarily and that he wants the CDs. He says that he can pick them up after dinner around 8 p.m. I email him back my address and number and I tell him to text or call when he's on his way. 8 p.m. comes and goes. I figure I've been stood up, which happens often on Craigslist. No big deal. My dad works for a liquor distribution company and would often do demonstration nights at restaurants and bars and would come home at bar closing time. This night, he gets home at around 3 a.m., I'm in college and a total night owl, so I'm still up probably eating junk food and surfing the web, maybe watching horror flicks. I hear a car pull up and look out the window, and I see him sitting in his car eating food. He often stops at Taco Bell on his way home and eats it in his car, so my mom doesn't know he's cheating on his diet. Maybe 10 minutes later, my dad comes in and shouts my name. There's someone here to see you. Can you please tell me why a strange man is showing up at her house at 3 a.m.? Huh? I think? I go downstairs and my dad says some guy pulled up in the driveway and asked for me by name. I walk outside with my dad and this guy who is maybe mid-30s gets out of his car. He says he's the Craigslist guy who wanted to buy my CDs. My dad goes back in the house. I tell the guy it's really, really late to just be stopping by, especially without a text first. However, since I'm awake, I go and grab the CDs. He then proceeds to drone on and on about why he's buying the CDs. He says he's engaged to a woman he loves very much, and all he wants to do is make her happy. And that last week, someone broke into her car and stole all of her CDs. She was really upset, and he wanted to make it up to her. He looked on Craigslist and found my listing and was really excited, because I had a bunch of the CDs she used to have. Weird thing is, I didn't list any of the artists or bands because I was lazy, but I didn't think about that at the time. Anyway, he said he was getting it for her as a Christmas surprise. He also said he was staying with his future in-law somewhere nearby, and that their family barbecue ran really late, which is why he never made it at 8 p.m. By this point, I've lost interest, and I say something along the lines of, "That's sweet. Next time, you should probably call or text the Craigslister, instead of just showing up." I hand him the CDs, and he hands me the cash, and I go back inside. But 3 days later, I start getting texts from an unknown number. "Hey, I don't know my way around this town. Care to tour guide? I could really use a massage. Where can I get a massage in this town? Would you take $40 for a 1 hour massage? Happy ending? Me, finally. Who the fuck is this? Him. Oh, sorry. I bought the CDs from you the other day. Do you squirt, by the way? I didn't respond, obviously. I show my friends that night and we laugh it off. The next day, I get more texts. I still have your address. I'm at the Bank of America near your neighborhood. I just got the $40, babe. Only 3 minutes away. Are you home? You fucking cunt. Stop ignoring me. I'm almost there. I immediately ran downstairs to tell my dad and mom. It was nighttime, so we shut off all the lights outside and inside my house. My mom, little brother, and I went in my parents' room in the back of the house. My dad hid behind the curtains of the front bay window with a shovel in his hand. A few minutes later, I heard him run down the front hallway, fling the front door open, and run outside. We heard some faint shouting, so we all walked out of the bedroom. By that time, my dad came back in with his shovel, his face red as ever, and his hair all disheveled. Apparently, the guy came driving down our street really slowly, and my dad recognized the car and went running outside with it, yelling obscenities at the guy. The guy peeled off and never came back or texted me again. Really quick, I just want to tell you about the second guy that I met on Craigslist that was really creepy. I was moving from Florida to DC, and I was going to load up my car as much as I could with stuff. However, I lived on the third floor, plus a bit of a walk from my assigned parking spot, so I figured I could use some help. I posted an ad on Craigslist. I said I was looking for someone to help me load heavy items like a TV, a desk, etc. in my car. Less than an hour's worth of work, and I'd pay $45 or whatever. I give the very first responder my number and address, and he shows up. He's probably about 5'8 and 350 pounds of pure fat. The sweat and smell coming off of this guy and the Florida heat was pretty nauseating, but I didn't care as long as he did the job right. While he was carting heavy stuff, I was loading lighter things. Whenever I'd go upstairs to grab another load, he'd hurry after me so he could walk up the stairs behind me. I had the door propped open so he didn't have to worry about me needing to unlock the door for him or anything. When he'd follow me up the stairs, he made these weird grunting noises like, But I assumed it was because he was out of shape. Eventually, everything's loaded properly, except all the sweat smears on my stuff. I pay him and he drives off. I go back in my place to finish loading and cleaning. I go out maybe 45 minutes later to put another load in my car and I see his truck is back, parked across the street from mine. He's sitting in the driver's seat looking at me. When he sees me notice him, he looks away. I walk over to his window and knock. He rolls it down, and I ask if he needed any help or if he was lost. I was really confused as to why he had come back, and I knew he didn't live near me. But he didn't say anything. Just rolled his window back up and drove off. Okay, whatever. But of course, 5 minutes later, my phone starts blowing up. I don't recognize the number, so I answer the calls. Then the texts start rolling in. He said, "I bet you taste salty and sweet." Me. "Who is this?" Him. "What are you up to tonight? I can come back over." Then I get this sinking feeling that it's the Craigslist guy. He had never called me about the job when I gave him my number, so I didn't know what his number was. Him. "I like your pink panties." Then I realized he was looking at my dress when I was walking up the stairs. I immediately felt like a total idiot for wearing a dress that day. He then started dialing my number over and over again. I didn't know how to block the number thing through Sprint, so I had to just turn my phone off. Later, I was with my guy friend grabbing a bite and turned my phone back on. I got another text from the guy about how he wanted to toss me around like a ragdoll. I show the text to my friend and tell him the story. The Craigslist creep then proceeds to start blowing up my phone again. So my friend answers and said he's going to cut his dick off and feed it to his dog if he ever contacts me again. I moved the next day, so I never had to worry about him randomly showing up in his truck again. But since then, I've bought and sold stuff on Craigslist, but I always make people meet me at a public place.
Last year, I was renting a house in a small, economically depressed, old mining town in Virginia. I lived alone. On one of the first warm nights of spring, I fell asleep in my living room on my recliner. But I unpleasantly awoke around 4 a.m. to the sound of my doorknob turning. I figured someone must have just had the wrong address or something, but the doorknob kept turning persistently. I didn't have a peephole or a window to see who was outside, so I just approached the door from the inside and yelled,
Hey, wrong place.
Then the door started shaking violently, and a hand began punching it.
Hey, seriously, get the hell off my property, wrong house.
The man who was on the other side then growled at me and started making these weird and horrifying noises like a wild animal. I grabbed a knife from my kitchen drawer and called the police, and I waited inside for them to arrive. Two officers showed up, but by the time they arrived, the person was gone. The cops did a sweep around the house and looked for him thoroughly, but there was nobody. They left, and the police told me to call again if something comes up. So I went on about my day, and by now it was around 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't go back to sleep because I was just too anxious about the whole situation. Later that evening, when I got home from work, I was concerned that maybe someone broke in. Now, that was nothing more than my anxiety talking, and I had no reason to believe that. But that's all I could think about all day at work, was that that same person was going to come back. Well, when I got home, everything seemed normal. No signs of anyone, or a break-in, or anything suspicious at all. Fast forward later into the night, around 9:30, 10 o'clock-ish, I was lying down on my couch, reading one of my books, when all of a sudden, I heard a strange thud sound. It was very quick, but quite loud. It sounded like it came from inside, but I wasn't sure. I forgot about it, and I continued reading. Not very long after that, I heard the sound of someone talking, but it was muffled, and I couldn't make out a word they were saying. Where the hell is that coming from? I asked myself. Okay, now I knew I wasn't insane. I knew there was someone there. I started to panic, and I had a horrible feeling that that strange unknown person came back. I looked around, but the sound stopped completely. Then, out of nowhere, I heard this vicious scream that I have never heard anything like before. Imagine a man was screaming at the top of their lungs as loud as they possibly could, in the most demonic yet humanly way possible. Now my adrenaline was through the roof, practically in overdrive. And then, I had a sudden realization. Oh shit. The only thing that came to my mind was the crawl space. I wanted to call the police, but at the same time, I didn't want to end up looking stupid again. So I decided I was going to try and handle it myself for the time being. I walked outside of my back door and then went around the house, because it would have been much easier for me to enter the crawl space from outside rather than from inside. I had actually never seen the inside of the crawl space up until this moment. There was a guy who appeared to be sleeping or pretending to or something. Or maybe he was just on a crap ton of drugs, which, thinking back, I'm sure was the case. I managed to control my frustration and I didn't say a word to him. I called the police immediately and stepped out of the crawlspace area. I waited around for them and when they showed up, I showed them the man I was talking about. The cops dragged him out of there and sent him to the hospital to be checked out, and then to jail. This man had been practically living underneath my house for I don't even know how long. He had a sleeping bag down there, a lantern, and a bunch of food that he had stored away. I was horrified when I found this out, and I couldn't get a good night's sleep for weeks. How the hell did I not notice he was down there all this time? It was a Friday after school, which meant video games, pizza, and talking to my friends all night on the phone. I had just got off the bus and I had the house to myself. My parents were still at work. My mom doesn't usually get home till after 5 o'clock, along with my dad usually around 6:30. My older brother wasn't there either. I honestly have no idea where he was, but he was an adult so he could have been doing anything. As soon as I got home, I jumped right in bed and got into comfy clothes, like sweatpants and an oversized t-shirt that would be too big for me to wear in public. This was seriously one of the best feelings to me as a kid. Don't get me wrong, I loved school and seeing my friends, but there is just something nice about being home after a long week of school. I went to a Catholic school, so the dress code was very strict. That's why as soon as I would get home, I liked to change my clothes. Mom would also get upset if I was wearing my school clothes around the house anyways. I did my usual routine of taking a shower, relaxing a bit, and eating some snacks while I waited for my friends to get online so we could play video games. My mom got home a little bit earlier than I expected, and she said that her and my dad were going to be going out to some sort of party that was a few hours away. My dad showed up not much later after my mom as well. I was stoked about them going to a party because that meant I would have the house to myself all night. My parents left for the party around 7 o'clock that night. They told me to be safe and they gave me a hug before they left, and said that they will be out pretty late and if anything were to happen to call our neighbor, emergency wise. Of course, I would call my parents as well, but they wouldn't be much help if they were 2 hours away. We are really close with our neighbors, and we have been for a long time. My parents have known them since before I was born, and we consider them like family. I reassured my mom that everything was going to be okay and that they deserve to have a nice night out. They both work really hard and have always been great parents. A couple hours after they had been gone, I started to get tired. My plans of staying awake all night and pulling an all-nighter had failed. I was way more tired than usual and I didn't care to fight sleep. I lied awake in my bed for a little while, texting my friends and scrolling through social media and watching YouTube videos. When all of a sudden, I heard a car outside. I jumped up out of bed, thinking that it was my mom and dad and that they were finally home. I peeked out the blinds from my window and I rubbed my eyes. I didn't recognize the vehicle at all. Then they pulled into the driveway. As soon as they did, the headlights of the car shined right at me, and I very quickly moved my head away from the window. Who in the heck is at my house right now? Called my mom, but no answer. At first, I wondered if maybe my parents had drank too much, so maybe they had someone drive them home. But I thought that was very unlikely, as they weren't big drinkers. I peeked my eye out of the blinds ever so slightly to where I could just barely see outside, all while trying to remain unnoticed. A few seconds after that, the car revved their engine and backed out of the driveway and sped off and continued down our street.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We live off of a back road in a very small subdivision, and there's only like 3 streets in our entire neighborhood, and my street only has like 8 or 9 houses on it. If you were approaching our house, we are the 3rd to the last house on the right side of our street, and our street has a dead end. I thought that maybe they were just drunk or high and trying to figure out where they were going or something. Oh man, that couldn't have been further from the truth. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they definitely weren't lost. I found that out about 20 minutes later. All I could see was that the car drove towards the end of the street, where the dead end met the dark wooded trail. I couldn't see that far, though, from my window or from any of the other windows in the house, and I most definitely wasn't going to step outside to investigate. I realized that things like this may happen from time to time, where someone pulls into your driveway because maybe they need to turn around or get situated. Or like 10 other things that they could be doing. But I had a serious and horrible gut-wrenching feeling about it. There was never much traffic on our street, and it was late at night, and with me being home alone, I was concerned. Sure enough time had passed by for me to forget about the car and for me to almost doze off to sleep, when all of a sudden, I heard someone yelling in the house. It took me a few minutes to finally realize what was going on because I was so startled and still half asleep. But someone had broken into our home. I jumped out of bed quicker than I thought was even possible. I swear I could literally hear my own heartbeat thumping. That's how freaked out I was. I had to act fast and I knew that time was ticking. My only option was to run. I didn't have anything to fend for myself really, and I had nowhere to hide. Our house is quite small in comparison to your average American-sized home, so I knew it was only a matter of minutes before the intruder would find me, vulnerable. But that's if I was lucky. He could step through my bedroom door at any second now, and I knew that. My mom finally started calling me back, and my phone rang. I didn't answer it because I didn't want to alert the intruder. I was just praying to God that whoever was inside with me didn't hear my phone go off. I ran over to my window and I swung the blinds open and attempted to open my window so I could escape to safety. For whatever reason, though, I couldn't get the damn thing to open. I had never opened my window before and it was locked, but I couldn't for the life of me unlock it. No matter how hard I tried to turn the lever, it just wouldn't budge. I knew I was in some serious trouble now. I needed to buy myself some time, desperately, before the man found me alone. I slid my dresser across the floor and put it in front of the door to act as a barricade, and I was hoping that would be enough to stop him from getting in my room if he tried. I didn't have a closet in my room, so the only place I could hide was under my bed. I thought that was too obvious and that would probably be the first place someone would look, but I had no other option. I heard footsteps on the hard wooded floor walking down the hall towards my room, and then a loud and aggressive knock following the brief moment of silence. He knocked so hard and it scared me so much I had to cover my mouth before I let out a desperate scream. Then he started messing with the door handle trying to get in, but to no avail. He then started speaking to me.
"Hey, I know you're in there. How about you just let me inside and make this 10 times easier for the both of us?"
While I was under the bed, I managed to whip my phone out and call the police. To my luck, there was an officer only a mile or two away and he got here in minutes. But still, those minutes felt like ages. The man kept screaming at me, telling me to open the door and to let him in. One of the officers finally arrived and made his way inside, along with three other policemen that showed up one by one right after one another, separated by only a few minutes. The officer made it very clear of his entry and yelled police. Apparently the intruder left the door wide open and that's how the police officer let himself in. Only a few minutes later, the cop found the man who was still standing in my bedroom door and ordered him to get on his knees. The man lunged at the officer and the cop had no choice but to shoot him. The man was taken to the hospital and I gave the police my statement. I called my mom and my parents rushed home. The man ended up surviving the gunshot wound and he is currently sitting in jail right now awaiting trial. My mom got us the best lawyer around and we are going to nail his ass to the coffin in court. I hate staying home alone nowadays, I'm sure you can see why.
Bring in my boyfriend, save me from a Craigslist creep. A few weeks ago, I had to fly out to a small town that I've never been to in order to look for a place to live. I'm moving there in the fall to start grad school. My boyfriend flew with me, and before the trip, I researched all sorts of apartments on Craigslist, and I set up a bunch of appointments. Our first appointment was in the afternoon in this sort of remote residential area. The landlord sounded fine over email and asked me to call him an hour before the appointment to confirm that I was coming. I called, but he didn't answer, so my boyfriend and I started walking to the house. Just hoped that he would show up. Maybe 10 minutes before the appointment, he called me. "Are you coming?" he asked. He sounded like an older man and had this very strange, slow way of talking, but I just thought that he was older. "Yes, we are in front of the house now." He got extremely upset. "We? What do you mean, we?" "Oh, yes, my boyfriend's with me." "You never told me you had a boyfriend. You never said that." It had never crossed my mind to have to tell him this information, since my boyfriend would not be coming to live with me. He was just helping me look for apartments. I told the man so, and after a very long pause, he said, "I'm sorry. It's just, sometimes people don't tell me when they are married, and it upsets me. I'll see you soon." Then he hung up. I told my boyfriend about what the man had said, and he was immediately weirded out. He wanted to leave, but there were slim pickings in terms of real estate at this point, so I stupidly said that we had to stay, in case his place was the place. As we are discussing it, we see a man leave the house we're going to view. This man was young and extremely sketchy looking, greasy hair and furtive eyes. He took one look at us and ran out of the house to his car and pulled away from the curb with a screech. A Okay, so now we're really weirded out, but this isn't enough for us to bail just yet. And as we look at each other, wondering what to do, the landlord arrives. He's in his 50s and very tall and very strong looking. His eyes are completely blank and empty of warmth or emotion. He slowly walks up to us and says, "I shake your hands, but mine are dirty." "What from?" my boyfriend asks. "Work," is the flat reply. He asks us a lot of questions, completely ignoring my boyfriend. The entire time he stares into my eyes without blinking. What am I going to school for? What other places am I considering for living? Is my boyfriend moving to this town too? I try to give answers that are as vague as possible. Meanwhile, my boyfriend asks the landlord questions of the same kind, which he refuses to answer. Then he says, "Let me show you the basement." At this point, we should have left, but we didn't. I kept thinking this was an eccentric old man from a small town. I mean, we're city folk, and that we were just feeling paranoid. My boyfriend, on the other hand, wanted out of there, but he followed us as the man led us to the back of the house, away from the street, to this sort of detached shed. He opened the door, and we saw that there were stairs leading down into the utter darkness. He flipped the switch at the top of the stairs, and the light didn't come on. Normally, the response for this is, "Oh shit, the light's out," or something like that. But he just said, "Hmm," and slowly walked down into the darkness. Then he stood there, without moving, in the dark, and said, "Aren't you coming down?" "There's nothing to see if the light's out," says my boyfriend. The landlord just stands there for a long time, then slowly walks up the stairs and closes the basement door without saying anything. He took us into the house. Weird and increasingly creepy things ensued. The front door, the only exit to the house, locked automatically. And when my boyfriend tried to fiddle with it, the man got really upset and told him to leave it alone. He managed to get it open secretly, though. The man kept trying to box us into small rooms, according to my boyfriend. Also kept reaching his hands into his pockets, only to take them away when he caught us looking. On Craigslist and in person, the man claimed that there was a grad student already living in the house, but the evidence of that seemed deranged. There were neat piles of generic textbooks on the table, but not other things that a 20-something might read. There was a bowl of fruit on the table, but no other food in the fridge or pantry, or utensils. There were maybe 3 t-shirts in the closet. This supposed grad student wasn't out of town, but the landlord couldn't say what school he went to or how long he'd been renting the house. Finally, the man had showed us every single room in the house but one. This one he refused to open, claiming it was just the attic and we didn't need to see anything up there. He gave us several reasons when we inquired. It was unfinished. There was furniture up there. It would smell bad. This last one I believed, because standing near the door, it smelled terrible. Finally, we made our excuses and bolted out of there. The man walked us out, pretending to go to his car to leave, and when he thought we had turned the corner, slowly sauntered back into the house. My boyfriend, fixated on the idea that there was something wrong with this guy, Googled the man that night. We found out 3 things: that he was a pillar of the community, known by a lot of the townspeople, and that there was no evidence of him owning or managing a real estate company, as he claimed on Craigslist, and that he had listed his home address as the very house we had been touring. The house where a supposed grad student lived. So that was the creepiest thing that has ever happened to me.
When I was younger, I rented a room and lived there for a little while. I didn't have much money and was trying to save up for a nicer place. The only place I could really afford in that city was this room. It was an attic in this older house. The house had 4 bedrooms and then an attic as well. There were 2 people living in the house as roommates. Then there was me living in the attic. It was kind of weird because I didn't know the people before moving in. I also wasn't really friends with them when I lived there. I would have to walk up the stairs and sometimes see them to get into my attic. But once inside, in the attic I had, it was basically like a really large room. There was a bathroom attached and then this tiny kitchen area in the corner. I had never lived in an attic before, but I didn't mind it too much. The neighborhood seemed nice as well, and it was the typical suburbs with lots of houses nearby. Well, one night, I was fast asleep, only to be awoken sometime in the middle of the night. After turning over in bed and closing my eyes to go back to sleep, I heard a noise. It sounded like something had hit my window. This seemed odd. Even though I was half asleep, I knew that my window was not next to a tree branch or something that would strike it. and it was too high up for somebody to knock on it. I listened, and then less than a minute later, I heard it again. This time, I decided to get up. I walked over and looked out of the window. When I did, I saw this man standing outside. He was in our front yard and next to a tree. I did not recognize him, but I also couldn't see him very well with it being nighttime. The man then appeared to throw something at me. It was a rock, and it struck the window. Luckily, the rock was not very large, and it didn't break the window. I kept watching, and the man soon tossed another one. This one didn't hit the window, but it hit the roof nearby. I had no idea who this guy was or what he was doing. I was hoping and thinking that maybe some neighbor just got really drunk and was being reckless. I couldn't think of why anybody would want to throw rocks at me. As I continued looking out the window, the man suddenly turned and ran off down the street. Then I just covered up the window with the shades and then went back to bed and went back to sleep. The next day, I happened to see my roommates when I was leaving, and I asked them if they had seen the guy or heard him. Neither of them had, and I guess they slept through it. So anyways, that very same night, the guy was back. Once more, I was awoken to a small rock being thrown at my window. I woke up and looked out again to see the guy was back. This time, I looked at the clock, and it was sometime after 2 in the morning. The man stood there facing me outside from the yard again. After a few moments, he fired another rock in my direction. I was seriously considering calling the police at that point. In fact, I got out my phone and was about to dial, but then the man turned and ran off into the night. Now, looking back, I should have still called and reported it, but I figured that the guy was gone now and they wouldn't be able to catch him, so nothing really could be done. So then I just went back to bed. I tried to make sense of it and figure out why a guy would be throwing rocks at my window. I couldn't think of anything, though. So the next day, I went to work as usual, but I happened to be out late that night. I went out with some friends and drove back home at like midnight. At the house I was renting the attic in, we did not have a driveway and just parked our cars on the side of the street. So after getting back and pulling over, I got out of my car. But then I noticed that there was somebody standing randomly in our front yard. It was not any of my roommates. I realized that it was the same guy. When I noticed that, I had a really bad feeling, but I was already out of my car and walking towards the yard now. I didn't want to turn around and go back. The guy was a ways to my right and not blocking me or anything, so I was hoping that I would be able to just walk right past him. I walked quickly, and when I approached the front step, I could sense that the man was now walking after me. I quickly made it inside and then locked the door behind me. I wondered what on earth the guy was doing now. This time, though, I called the police right then and there. Then I went up into my attic. I looked outside from my window, but could not locate the man. When the police got there, I remember seeing them arriving. At that point, I saw a man come out from behind a tree and attempt to run away. However, he was quickly caught by the police. They determined that he was the same individual that had been throwing rocks at my window. I never found out why he was doing that, though. I'm just glad that after that, it stopped. This happened when I had just recently started renting a new house. Well, the house itself was not new, but it was new to me. I had moved to that city for my job and needed a place to live, so I was going month to month in this rental place. It was a pretty standard house for the most part. It had 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a basement which was unfinished. Not long into living there, I started noticing sort of strange noises at night. I would be in bed and trying to fall asleep and think that I heard some things from downstairs. I couldn't really tell what the noises were, though. At first, it made me nervous that somebody was in my house, but I quickly chalked it up to just a house making noises. Maybe it was the heaters, or maybe it was just old house noises. Because of where I was in my bedroom with the door closed, I never heard them that clearly. One night, though, I heard something that seemed louder. So much so that it caused me to get up and out of bed. I decided to go downstairs and look around. When I did so, though, I didn't see anything unusual and I heard no more noises. I figured that it was just the old house. I hadn't lived in a house like that, so I didn't really know what to expect with everything. I mean, I'd come from living with roommates or a big family my entire life and never exactly had a really quiet house. So for a few more nights, I just ignored the sounds that I heard. But then another night, things seemed particularly loud again. I just wasn't buying that it was just the house or the heating system or whatever. I once more got out of bed and went downstairs to investigate. After looking around, I thought that I heard a noise in the basement. I decided to go down there. Now, I know that there were some things down there that could possibly make noises. There were several pipes hanging around and stuff. The water heater and other things were also down there. But the noise that I heard coming from there didn't really sound like any of that. It sounded like possibly a person was there. So I walked over and opened up the door to go down into the basement. When I did, I saw that it was very dark down there. But I also heard a noise and was sure that it was a person. I stopped, unsure if I should continue. However, these noises stopped after a short time. Then it was just silence. I slowly walked down the stairs, and I called out asking if anybody was there, but I got no response. When I made it into the basement, I did not see anyone, and I didn't hear anything at all either. I turned on the only dim light that was down there. It didn't illuminate much, but it was better than nothing. I also turned on the flashlight on my phone to see better as well. The basement really wasn't all that big. However, when I got to one corner, I noticed something. There was an old box that had been there since I moved in. It looked like there was something behind the box. When I moved it, I saw a sleeping bag and a few water bottles. They certainly were not there the last time I had been down there. It made me realize that somebody had in fact been down there, and it looked like they had been living there. I got so freaked out that I ran back upstairs and called 911 immediately. The police came out and looked through my entire house. Nobody was there. After searching the property, though, they made an interesting discovery. My basement was mostly all underground, but there were windows towards the top of the basement, which would be at the bottom of the ground, leading to outside.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
One of the windows was extremely easy to open. It was in a garden area in the backyard. It was easy to open from the outside or the inside, and that must have been how the person was coming and going. I had the window replaced the very next day. After that, the person did not return. It really freaks me out knowing that I was living with somebody in my basement for possibly like a week. I'm glad that I never saw them, or I really would have flipped out.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.